Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are higher in none other. The wheat market today, biggest gains in Chicago, as that's been the biggest loser on the wheat spreads. As of late, apparently they were doubting Thomas's on the corn. So it is winter wheat designed to grow in the winter. It's cold outside today, so let's buy wheat. Especially spring wheat today, up 10 cents, 573 and three quarters on the March contract, up 10 on the May, 585 and a quarter. September up 9 and a quarter at 612 and a half. It's too bad they were at contract lows just last week, but we are coming up out of the hole. The Kansas wheat contract up 5 and a half, 525 and a quarter, while March Chicago up 8 at 516 and three quarters. Corn futures on the high of the day, but we're still below the lows of the week. The high of the week was 2 days ago at 427 and a quarter before they pounded it into a outside day lower close. That means it was a higher high than the previous day, a lower low, and a lower close than the previous day. But what did we do? Rally after that happened. Of course, cold weather affecting movement of corn. Even soybean meal is higher today, while soybean oil gives up its meteor rise to the upside as everybody got excited about potential changes in the RINs, along with thoughts that RVOs are going to be at the top end of expectations from last June. So bean oil got a little lofty. It came off today while meal rallies today. Soybeans were new highs for the month, new highs for the year. Earlier today, export inspections, flash sales, did show another strong sale of beans, probably wrapping up the 12 million metric tons that China agreed with Secretary Bessent yesterday in Davos that they took care of on their handshake deal. And so the favor goes to corn today, March up 2 and a half, 424 and a quarter, May up 2 and three quarters, 432 and a half, July up 2 and a half at 438 and three quarters. Now the beans, a tad bit of bear spreading after hitting a new recovery high this morning, got to 1072 and a half on the spot. Now we're down a penny on March, 1063 and a half, while May is up a half, 1075 and a half, July up three quarters, 1088, got within a nickel of $11 beans again today. Meanwhile, bean oil down 21 cents, 53.80. March meal up $4.20 a ton, 295.60. Even canola taking a breather today, down $1.70 Canadian dollars to $645. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. On the cattle trade, we are mixed today a bit on the live cattle. Feeders are mostly firmer. Something to watch is we have a potential double top setting up on the feeder index. With everybody so excited out there, feeder index down another $2 plus today. We're down to 365, and with this morning's high for Jan feeders, January feeders is like the dog catching the car. We're finally there, and the index will probably crowd that through the end of the month. The meantime, the March feeders just hover near 360 but can't seem to rock. If they're bullish, then why does 365 stand as a major point of resistance on the chart, some $5.50 away? Same thing could be said for live cattle. If there's new all-time highs coming, why are we at 235 on the April active contract when the contract highs were 250? Couldn't we be at least 240? I know the cash is probably going to wait this week until after Friday. Box beef today down 22 cents on choice, 365.89. Select gave up $2.41, 360.04. So the packers are going to have to lose more money this week and make money on chicken. They're going to get her done after the cattle on feed report is released tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's going to be the tightest placement numbers since 2015, tightest on feed numbers since 2017. So we're going in expecting bullish data. We need even more bullish data to jump the reduced trade that we're seeing compared to the cash market right now. Market's scared. Now we have the inventory report coming up on Friday, January 30th. It's a bull market has to climb a wall of worry here because nobody wants to run to cash. It's like they're watching cash and drifting with cash. Cattle today, February, down 55 cents, 232.55. April unchanged, 234.95. June up 17 cents, 231.05. Now feeders, January up 67 cents, 363.90. High was 64.25, so pretty much close to the cash index. The March feeder is up 10 cents, 359.47. April up 12, 358.25. August up 90 at 355.42. Hog futures higher again today after some morning weakness. We're back up 45 cents on Feb cattle, 88.30. April's up 55 cents, 96.15. June gaining 35 cents to 108.52. New all-time highs on the gold and silver, and I'm sure it's palladium and platinum and copper and your belt buckles and whatever. Gold today up $80.60 an ounce, $4,918. March silver up $3.64, $96.30. The dollar index back off 44 cents at 98.13. Bitcoin taking a breather with all the news going towards the metals. We have Bitcoin January down $510, $89,720. That is $1,000 off the morning lows. Crude oil sharply lower. We see nothing but builds on all inventory data numbers that were out earlier today. The crude oil build for the Department of Energy was up 3.6 million barrels. The Cushing number up 1.4 7 million bushels. Gasoline was up almost 6 million gallons. Distillants, diesel, up 3.5 million gallons. So it was up on everything. On the pricing today, we have March crude oil down $1.36, $59.26. Gasoline March off 4 3/4 cents a gallon, $1.83.24. Heating oil down 5 1/4 cents a gallon, $2.30.50. Any questions? You can always find us. And that's at heartlandinvest.com. Make sure you check out that 30-day free trial to our newsletter and morning text alerts. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.